in Hitler.
Okay. Rabbi, traditionally, Shabbos HaGadol is Parshas Tzav, unless when it's a leap year, but traditionally it's Parshas Tzav. So there's a lot in Parshas Tzav that we can connect to Pesach. So I'd like to speak about two things, and several things, what I labeled Lekochim V'Arochim L'Doros. Those values, Jewish values, that we could glean that have, you know, significance for throughout the generations, for forever. Zos Toras HaMincha. HaKrevos HaBnei Aron L'Fnei Hashem L'Fnei HaMizbeach Ve'irim Yimenu B'Kumso Misolos HaMincha Mishamno Heiz Kol Alvono Hashem L'Mincha V'Ikti HaMizbeach Ve'ech Yichol Sol Hashem. But you have a Korban Mincha. So what does that mean? Different types of milchas. Well, one type is milchas solas. You have flour, and the kohen takes his three fingers and takes a bunch of the flour, and now they're trapped between the three fingers. That's called the komitz, right? And that part goes on the mizbeach, and the rest of the flour is not on the mizbeach. That's eaten. Okay? So you have what we call the komets, and then the shirayim, the stuff that's left off. Yeah. Right. But the part that's taken with the fingers is on the mizbech. But then we have another pasuk in Parshat Tzav, page 3. It's called Minchas Kohen. But what if a Kohen brings the Korban Mincha? Kalil Tiyeh Lo Seyachel. So that is no komets. You see, in a regular Korban Mincha, part of the flour is taken out and burned on the Mizbeach, and part is eaten. But if a Kohen brings a Mincha, all the flour, you don't do this thing with the fingers and part of you, the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So what's the... What's the difference? What's the chiluk? How come a regular Korban Mincha, you have the komets, which is the three fingers that takes part of the flour that's put on the mizbeach, the rest is eaten, and a Korban Mincha is kulo kolim. So look in the Shemi Shmuel, on page 5. Kol Minchas Kohen, kol ti alo seyachal. Yesh li ten tam b'zeh. Okay, so now he's going to say over something from his father. Nekvo kedushas avi admor zatzal. His father was the Avnei Nezer. He gira tam dekonim tzrichim begodim. So first he starts off with a different topic. How come we have a concept of big de kahuna, special begodim, but a Levi, say, who does things in the, right? You don't have big day Levi, big day Levia. Only have big day Kahuna. What's the significance? And we know, the Kohanim Tzrichim Begodim, Ein big day Amaleim, Ein Kuhnasim Aleim. And if they don't have their clothing, then they don't have a full Kahuna. They can't do the Avoda. Uleviim Einim Tzrichim Begodim. But Leviim don't need. So he says like this, Omar ki kohanim ashehim pnimim v'odem chashoy. He says, kohanim, their avoda is done privately. Like it's done in the inner chambers of the mikdash, it's not done in public. It's more covered up. They're more pnimi. So they have begodim sort of to cover up, because it's done more as a private thing, their avoda. In contrast to the leaf, called on panimi tzar kisui. Say, for example, the neshama that we have is very panimi. It's very private, so it's inside the guf. It's covered up. So the avoda of the kohanim is a private, is a panimi sticker thing. So they have the special begodim to cover up their body. Chain malach shen shtalcha l'zeh olam tzarech l'ul lush gufani. Aval Levim, but Levi is different. Aval Dosim bezgalus b'shir. Levi sings, so that's a much more public thing. It's bezgalus. We call einu tzrichim l'kisui. So that's what he says. The two types of avoda. More a pnimiyastika avoda. You need what? Covering. More chitzoniyastika avoda. You don't need. Minei hadalo sagi l'kohen akisib k'mol l'chol l'shom l'hai no guf. But the question is, why do you need more? I mean, every person has a neshama to cover it up with the guf. So why do you have to cover up the guf now also? I mean, it's already covered, your neshama. M'chachem lo mar digam gufo kono madrega panimis. You see, because the guf also becomes panimi. Hakei gav guf tzarech l'kisu ebegodim. Chei mucha b'div maral. The guf is like the neshama by a kohen. Everything is panimi. So the meila, they have to cover that up. And he quotes from the Maral every interesting thing. The name Aaron. So let's talk about the Hey, the Resh, and the Nun. Hey, only the Maral would think of this. Hey is the middle of the tens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What's the middle number? 5. That's the Hey. Resh is the hundreds, 100, 200. Reish emtsa hameos. And nun emtsa serious. What does he mean that reish is emtsa hameos?
So it's 200, 300, 400.
What?
So reish is 200,
Right, so you have Reish and Tav. Right. So Kuf, Reish,
Shin,
Tav. So Kuf is 100.
Yeah, Reish is 200.
Reish is
200.
200
is right in the middle of 100 and 400.
Right. No, zero. Yeah. Right, zero, right. Right. So the middle in terms of the hundreds. And Nun is the middle of the tens. Because you have 0, 10, 20. So 50, you know, till you get from 0 to 100. 50 is the middle of the tens. Aleph is Alufo Shalolam. That's the Ribbono Shalolam, a mayor bro. Mine Shem Shal Adam Einenu L'Neshama Levada. Because the person needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mitzar for them. So he says like this. Al Kain. And he says all the things that by the Kohanim, the first word on the line is Dibar, Anani HaKovod. You know, the line that begins Dibarnu Mizeh. Okay, Anani HaKovod B'Zchus Aaron. Right? The Anani HaKovod was B'Zchus Aaron. Now Anani HaKovod covers up. It's a Kisui. Chein Sukkah is a Kisui. Everyone is inside the Sukkah. Now, call me Tamanal Shagam, because by a Kohen, his guf is also called Pnimi. In other words, normally a person's guf is Chitzoni. But by Kohen, his guf is so bottled to the Neshama, his guf is like the Neshama. So it has to be, and that's Pnimi, has to all be covered up. So you always see it by Kohen, is everything Mechusa. So he says like this: Mincha, page 5, from the top left. Shekomti mina komitz lahakti lagavol. Hainu shekol chelkei gedusha shayu befuzarim kol mincha nikvetsu bo bekomitz. See, the mincha of a regular kohen is comparison. The komitz is comparison to a dam in a regular korban. And the komitz is like the neshama, goes on the mizbeach. So the Meila, that part is covered up, the Neshama. So that is covered up, it's within the Mincha. And the rest is like the Guf. But by a Kohen, we said, the Guf is also Pnimi. Right? That's why you need Bigdei Kahuna. So Meila, that's why by a Kohen, the what? There's no Komet, there's no two things. There's the Komets and the Shirayim. It's all on the Mizbeach. Because it's all Pnimi by a Kohen. Even the Guf is Pnimi. You see, by everyone else, there's the Pnimi and the Chitzon. And the Komets is like the Pnimi, and the rest is like the Chitzon. So the Pnimi goes on the Mizbeach. But by Kohen, everything is Pnimi. Even the Guf is Pnimi, because the Guf is bottled in the Neshama by a Kohen. So the Meila, everything is Pnimi, so just like we have Bigdei Kahuna, so too the whole thing is on the... So that's the first yesod here, Rabosai, is that, and again, we're not all Kohanim, but it's important for a person not, I told you, to flaunt things. You know, some people, it's all about publicity. That's what the world is today. Everything is about publicity. You know, and PR. But the true Avodas Hashem, you see, that's because we don't live in a world that has the Torah value system. You know, the world is, the more you self-promotion, and the more self, you know, aggrandizement, and the more publicity, and the more this, that makes, but that's not the Torah's way of doing things. Hatznei Alechis. That's to do things betzina, and that's the high midah of. So that's the midah of the Kohen. In a sense, you know, it says in the Teshuvas HaRashba, every time we wake up in the morning, we do Netilas Yadayim. That's comparable to the Kohen that's washing his hands on the Kiyor. Because everyone, in a sense, is like a Kohen every morning. So that's why we have to realize that Avodas Hashem has to be betzina. On the other hand, you know, the Mokatcher Rebbe says, if you're too much betzina, no one can learn from you. So, hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. If you're too much benister, it's only Hashem Elokeinu will know. Hanigolos l'anu l'vein. But you have to be a little bit, you know, giloy. So this way you can teach other people to learn from your actions. So it has to be, that's quoted in the Sefer Divrei Torah from the Munkacher Rebbe. But everyone has that midah of kahuna, and that's why for him the guf is also mechusa. So that's why the special big day kahuna. So that's a beautiful idea, I think, from the, and that's why he said from Avnei Nezer that by Kohen the whole mincha is panimi. So there's no panimi and chutz, so it all goes on the mizbeach. And that's the big day kahuna. That's one thing I want to say. Then, another idea, I think is a very important idea, is so interesting. When is the Korban Pesach brought? Erev Pesach, right? But we have a whole preparation thing. Dabru, Pesach. They'll call it Das B'nei Tzel Emor, Be'asor L'Chodesh, and it's in the 10th of the month, you take it, and you have to have people sign up, right? We discussed this. That, in other words, you can't just bring a Korban Pesach and then last minute invite, you know, like some people, you know, they can come to your Shabbos table last minute. Sometimes I'm here Friday night. Someone asks me, go, can I come, you know, after L'chadodi, after, you know. I says, yeah. So, some, you know, but Pesach, you can't do that. Pesach, you can't come to the Pesach Seder. B'zman that you could. But B'zman that there was a Korban Pesach, you couldn't do that because you had to have Minoy. So it's interesting that there's a special Nakuda of what? Of Hachana for Pesach that you don't have anyplace else. That you have to have the Seh, you know, in the 10th of the month, you already take the Seh, and it's a whole... It's a whole zach. So what do we learn from that? Now we know the famous Mechilta on page 18, Mishku me'avodazara. We know, and the Bnei Sasa explains, that the Korban Pesach, the Seh, represents the mazel of Tzleh, That was the constellation for the month of Nisan. And they used to, Egyptians would worship that because the Tle, that constellation represents Teva, Mother Nature. And they believed, you know, not that there's anything good, no God, there's just nature. And nature takes its course. So what's this idea that we have special hachana by even though the Shem Shmuel is going to point out we have this by other korbanos also that you have to wait 2-4 days, you have to take it 4 days before to check for mubim, but the ikur, as the Shem Shmuel is going to write on page 20 and 21, the eager place that it's mentioned, the concept that you take it early, is where? It's by the Korban Pesach. Whereas by the Korban Tumin also, you have to take it early to be mevakeret for 4 days to make sure there's no movement. Yeah, so what's the idea? So he says like this. Says the Shem Shmuel on page 20. Look on the left column, the paragraph that begins Yesh, the paragraph before the one that I put the arrow. Yesh l'sbonin shlomatzinu b'chol hamitzvos shachana l'mitzvah tia mitzvah shleima b'fnei atzma. That we don't see in all the mitzvahs that hachana for a mitzvah is so important, like we do by the Torah's, like Madgish, you know, you got to make sure 4 days before, and the 10th of the month already. In other words, even though it might apply to other things as well, but here the Torah is emphasizing the hachana for the mitzvah. So what's the pshat? And he says, for Talmud no mad bePesach, even though we have it by the Korban Talmud also, we call Mokum Ikar Dover Ube Pesach. He says, Nir Alpi Masha Higid, Volkulushus Admor, Merbunami Parshitscha. He says, Kol Archokos Hein Drabonim. He says, you knew the concept of Archokos, like the first mission in Brachas, says that you can really say Kriya Shema the whole night, but make sure you say it by 12, by Chatzos, so you won't, because if you're going to say it the whole night, you might miss and then end up saying it in the morning, and that's too late to say Kriya Shema Shal Arfis. So therefore, make sure you say it by 12, so this way you won't make a mistake and end up saying it in the morning. So usually that's a din derabbanan, harchaka. In other words, they added an extra stringency so you won't make a mistake. Mishmeres. He says, but where does the Torah say the concept of harchaka in the Torah? He says, Kol harchaka is a derabbanan also harchaka gedem shmeres. Zulos ba'averis hasheker. By sheker it says, midvar sheker what? Tirchak. It's not enough not to say sheker. You gotta be like, it shouldn't even be near a sheker. Nothing, don't like go up to the, and then, you shouldn't, anything that's sheker is your rachok from that. And that's explicit in the Torah. So he says like this, Yinei Avodah Zorah is the ultimate sheker, is the shoras or sheker. Because he's saying that there's powers, independent powers, other than the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the ultimate lie. So that's why we shech the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach was represented there Avodah Zorah, right? And Pesach was a tle, and it represented the what? Korban Pesach is a tle, and it represents what? The constellation of Mazel of Tlan, that's the Teva. And that was their Shita, that we worship Teva. But that's a lie. So Pesach is the time that what? He Mishchu Yedechem Yavar Zara, Chulam Chem Tzom. And that's why it says Sli Eish. Because where do we have Eish? Psilei Elohim Tisrafum Ba'Eish. By Avodah Zarah. Burn it. Get rid of it. So he says, Mishneim Hainu B'Sheker Shub Mitzis Losa Say. Or Pesach Shub Mitzis Esay. So it was the Isser of Sheker and the Mitzvah of Pesach have the common denominator to be machik from something that's not emes. And that's to be machik from Avodah Zarah. So therefore, in these two areas, if you want to be machik from something, you can't just wake up the last minute. Because last minute, you're right there, and you're ready to close. You want to be marking from somebody, you have to think in advance. Where is the sheker, and where to, you know, I'm not going to go close. That requires prior, what? Prior preparation. So the two things that the Torah speaks about, the prior preparation, or the hachana, that you need a hachaka, is sheker and korban pesach. Midvar sheker tirchak, the mitzvahs lo sasei, of not speaking sheker, or not doing sheker, or pesach, shehu mitzvah sasei. Inyan echa v'hachik, inyan avarazor me'olam, v'anam yachanu mitzvah daraisa. Those two things, you have, the hachana is a daraisa. Because midvar sheker tirchak, means you have to do hachana to do dvar sheker tzirchak, and the fact that you, the korban pesach, the Torah explicitly writes, you know, don't wake up the last minute. In the 10th of the month, you have to take it already. You can't wait till the 13th or 14th to wake up and no, because you need hachana. Because when you have to do harchaka from something, you need hachana. So the two things that the Torah is madgish, the hachana is the korban pesach when it says the 10th. And the fact that by sheker it says midvar sheker tircha, so he says with motza advarim on page 21, she ikar hachana yontav shel pesach. He would say, what's the ikar hachana for pesach? So this one would say, the ikar hachana for pesach is to clean the drawers and to clean this and to clean that. Okay, I'm not saying that, but you know what he says? The ikar hachana yontav shel pesach levaker kol ish eskiras libo lesalik es kol inyone hasheker. To rid oneself from sheker, tzvius means when somebody paints himself that he's pious when he's really not, and chanufa is flattery, that somebody flatters somebody who's not acting properly just because he's influential and you want to get on his good side. So so those are all things of sheker. And then he says, "Yesh nomer, that's the pshat." Sishkar al chamed dam zivchi. Tein chadover hamargilas hasheker b'leiv adam k'mobidas hageyus. We discussed this last week. That geyus gaiva is an ultimate sheker, because the person's adam mizgag chashem b'oshi yargish netiel l'sheker b'libo. And chamed is the gaiva. Chametz represents gaiva, it rises. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, ein bir chametz ala sreifa. Right, the way the chol mizgah ki hu, lo sishchan al chametz, dam zivchei. So you can't have, when you're bringing the korban pesach, what is bringing the korban pesach? You're ridding yourself from sheker. So there can't be any chametz around. Because if you're ridding yourself of sheker, then there can't be chametz around, because chametz is sheker. Chametz is gaiva. And gaiva is sheker. Shekolim is gai enu nidon el ba'esh. Ye'ol olam mokta al-kein. Nami lo sishkach ha-pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. That you shouldn't shekach korban pesach when there's still chametz around. And that's the That's what Korban Pesach. He has other ideas. We're not going to talk about everything now. You can take a look. But these two, so the two ideas that I wanted to share with you from the Milchas Kohen and the Korban Pesach is, number one, the Milchas Kohen is the idea of tznius. Things are mechusa. Big day kahuna, mechusa. It's covered up, it's not flaunted. The Minchas Kohen, even the chitzonius is pnimius, it's all in the Mizbeach. Avnei Nezer says, the Shemish Wolf brings down. That's one idea. That's what the Shemish Wolf brings down, this idea. And he calls him the Maral, the Reish. It's in the middle. It's hidden. The hay is in the middle, because that's what Aaron is. That's what the Shem Shmuel, and based on the Avnei Nezer, etc. And the other idea is the Korban Pesach that we're gonna, you know, that's the core of the Yontif of Pesach. Is the Korban Pesach represents getting rid of Avodah Zarah, getting rid of Sheker. Getting rid of Sheker. And that's why there's a special pasuk that emphasizes that you can't, to get rid of Sheker, it has to be Harchaka. And Harchaka requires Hachana. So the two things that we have Hachana in the Torah for are for the Korban Pesach and for the Isser of Dvar Sheker Tirchak. Because if Tirchak, then you have to have Hachana. Because if you're not going to know where it is, the sheker, from before, then you're not going to be able to be tirchak. So you need hachana from before. And these are two ideas, one from the Milchas Kohen and one from the Korban Pesach, that we can glean as we're going into the Yontif of Pesach. So before we leave, let me wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. And I think it's a good time now, you know, to look back at the, you know, have this Shtickel Bein Hazmanim here. It's not a full month of Bein Hazmanim, but it's a week off. It's, you know, and, you know, look back at, you know, all the things you've accomplished and have a sense of accomplishment of all, you know, different sugyas you learned and, you know, different things, and you do more chazara. And as a Maishita always is, you do everything inside, you go slowly, and at the end, it adds up. It adds up. You see how much you gain, how much you know about all the different things, the Taz, and the Tzos, and the, you know, how many times we've discussed it, because it keeps coming up again in different applications that reinforces, you know, how many times we said over the Taz in different applications, how many times we said the Tzos, and Zechiah Mitam Shlichas, and all these things. It all comes together. And you have the packet, so you could always, it's right there, you can chazer over, think about it, discuss it. And sometimes it's good when you're out of the routine a little bit, so you can step, you know, you can look back and see. And Baruch Hashem, you know, we have a beautiful chevra of guys here, and it's a very nice base medrash, Baruch Hashem, Rezocha. And it's on the smaller, it's more mechusa. You know, smaller, more off to the side. It's more mechusa, and Bez Hashem, we should continue learning together. We have a lot more to do, and Bez Hashem, we should continue having a kesher together and learning together. And it's a tremendous zchus. And I'd like to thank Rabbi Goldstein, who comes to the parsha here every Thursday, and he's a very chashuv a person to come to the parsha shir. So we're very fortunate for everyone that we have. Rabbi Teleki is also a very chashuv a person who comes from the west side, and you know, we value all these people and every single person here, our shir assistants, Moshe, Jesse, and we continue, but everyone has a special chashivas, and I'm very fortunate that we're together. We have, and we can continue, Bez Hashem, to learn more, because learning is a process. You see, in this day and generation, people just want things to, like Rav Chaim Zimmern said, to go quick and press a button and get everything. But it's a process. That's why you do, you learn today, you learn a Tosis, a Gemara, a packet, a Rashba, a Tzos, a Trumas Hadeshin, a Taz, and then it adds up. And then you add to that. But people want everything at once. But that's not how it works, everything at once. You don't get anything that way, everything at once. It's a process. And as Hashem, the process could continue for many years to come. And you'll see, when you have a process, then you grow from the process. You do things, you know, I'll just end with one last thing from the Tzidkas Tzadik, the first piece. The Tzidkas Tzadik was from Tzadik, Sefer Brachas. His first piece, he says, the Mitzrayim was bechipazon. We had a run out, right? But Losid Lovo, it says, in Pasuk Yishayim, lo bechipazon. So he says, really, the derech to grow is not bechipazon. It's a slow, meticulous process, step by step. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, they had to go bechipazon, because if they were stayed any longer, they would have just, you know, we're never able to get out. It's like if the train is here, you gotta get on or get off, whatever, you know, where else is running, you know, so you gotta get on. But once you're on, then you gotta go slow to get where you have to go. You know, it's not gonna be all at once. So the process of growing is a slow process. Day in, day out, coming to shir and chazming and thinking and reading and things like that. But when the opportunity is there, you just have to grab it to get into the misgeret. So if the train is here, you have to run to get on the train. But once you're on, now the process begins. So you see, it's a trying. They had to just get out of there. So the window of opportunity was there. They got to get out. That was bechipazon. But everything else can't be bechipazon. That's the first tzedakah satzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin Milublin. So that's the yisod in life, and it's counter to what. Again, just like the world, I said to you before, it's all about PR and publicity and show and this, and that's anti. It's not what the true Torah values are, and there's so much sheker in the world that we said that's not what true Torah values are, and the idea that everything is overnight, that's not what true. So what I want is. Emphasize Minchas Kohen Korban Pesach Lekachim lessons of Arachim values Ledoros, and these are ideas that I wanted to inculcate in you. And I wish you all Takashim Sameach. And Bez Hashem, I think last day of Chag is on a Tuesday. Wednesday is the Yisro Chag is a travel day. Thursday we'll be back. Maybe I have some more Pesach packets or things like that. But okay, so we'll see. And then we have to do Kiddush. There's a lot to do. So we'll wish you Chag Hashem Sameach and enjoy the Yontif together with your families, because you know, Pesach is a wonderful opportunity. Some people, you know, it could be sometimes a lot of pressure and a lot of, so those that need to help out, you know, should help out and keep the pressure low. You know, you don't have to get a little fahitz if you have any question. You think somebody trafed up something. So just give me a call and we can discuss why they did or maybe they didn't. And all should be b'simcha, b'tuv lev, b'rachah.